This is the death of XXXTentacion. My name is Cody Olson. Episode number 1 is here. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot Door AI. Jose Onfroy, a rapper and singer known as XXXTentacion, has grown in popularity over the past year and a half, including No. The rapper, real name Jose Dwayne Onfroy, has been confirmed dead at the local Sheriff Broward's office. His manager also released a statement confirming his death, which states that the artist died tragically from a gunshot wound. Police arrested 22-year-old Dedrick D. Williams, who was arrested on June 20 on charges of first-degree murder. The Broward County Sheriff's Office, Dedrick Williams, has been charged with the murder of XXXTentacion, police said. A Broward County grand jury on Wednesday indicted 4 men for the complete daytime death of a rapper named Jose Onfroy. Even the writers, Dedrick Williams, Robert Allen, Trayvon Newsom, and alleged shooter Michael Boatwright, who shot the rapper outside Riva Motorsports in Deerfield Beach, Florida, are still in prison. The late rapper's father, Dwayne Onfroy, doesn't want the judge to treat the attackers, especially Boatwright. The affidavit stated that the two men got off the SUV and passed Onfroy and a friend who was shopping in the store. Detective John Cuccio said the men were fully armed and taken away property from the rapper. He also had a feud with Drake, claiming that the Grammy-winning artist took his music away from him. XXXTentacion was arrested and charged with robbery and assault. He is awaiting trial on a series of domestic violence charges against his pregnant girlfriend Geneva Ayala. She ended up giving birth to their boy, Gekume Onfroy, 7 months after he was killed. Ever since news of his death surfaced, fans have shared a video he previously posted on Instagram Live, in which he revealed how he would like people to remember him if he dies. Many artists have paid tribute to him in recent days, including Kanye West, whose new album, Ye, features XXXTentacion-influenced Disturbing Reflections. After XXXTentacion's death, an old video of the rapper was released stating that he was still alive and that his apparent death was part of a music video. Fans have claimed that the clip was his last Instagram live video before his death, but it is currently unknown where exactly the video came from. There are no follow-up tweets or tweets from 2021 claiming he faked his death. A widespread Twitter thread points to a previous publicity stunt in which XXXTentacion faked her own suicide before revealing that it was for the next music video. Both rappers responded in their Instagram posts, stating that they were not involved in XXXTentacion's death. XXXTentacion is often referred to as one of the most controversial rappers of today and has been charged with domestic violence against his pregnant girlfriend, in which he pleaded not guilty. XXXTentacion was gunned down as he exited a motorcycle showroom in Deerfield Beach, Florida on June 18, 2018. Broward County Police said XXXTentacion, one of the most famous young rappers in the world, was rushed to hospital where he was pronounced dead. Rumors that he hadn't actually died began to spread shortly thereafter, according to an article in Britain's New Musical Express. The gossip site TMZ even posted a censored copy of the rapper's death certificate. The 20-year-old rapper, whose real name is Jose Dwayne Onfroy, was pronounced dead Monday night at a Fort Lauderdale hospital, the U.S. Broward County Sheriff's Office said today. The 20-year-old rapper, whose real name was Jose Onfroy, was walking out of a motorcycle store in Fort Lauderdale shortly before 4 p.m. when two men in a dark SUV shot and killed him in an apparent robbery. The 20-year-old rapper was buying motorcycles in South Florida, and as he was exiting a car dealership, a gunman ran up to his car and shot him. On June 18, as he was leaving the store, he was interrupted by a dark SUV, according to an affidavit of an arrest warrant for one of the men charged with the murder. The county sheriff's office stated that XXXTentacion became famous in 2016 for the popular song, Look at Me. Shortly before 4 p.m. local time, two armed suspects left the car dealership when they approached. The sheriff's office said that Boatwright and Newsom were two armed suspects who confronted the 20-year-old rapper when he was killed. A few days after the murder, police uncovered a telephone search for Boatwright Onfroy by his last name and the words, "accomplice in the murder," the affidavit said. Video recorded in court by ABC. Subsidiary WPLG in Miami shows Onfroy sitting in his BMW when he was approached by two men who jumped from the passenger side of the car and ran to the car window. Onfroy and asked for a wrapper chain, the police said. According to TMZ's emergency call, the XXXTentacion's shooter was allegedly wearing a red mask during the shooting. On Monday, a video of an eyewitness obtained by TMZ circulated on social media in which Jose Onfroy, better known as the XXXTentacion artist, fell into the driver's seat of his black BMW outside the Deerfield Beach Auto Show in Florida. Jose Onfroy, best known for the rapper XXXTentacion, was killed in Broward County, Florida on Monday afternoon after leaving a local motorsport store. Police are looking for two suspects after the murder of rapper XXXTentacion on Monday outside a car dealership in Deerfield Beach, Florida, as fans gathered on the sidewalk where he was killed to light candles, flowers and teddy bears. According to court documents, rapper XXXTentacion was robbed of $50,000, which he hid in a small Louis Vuitton bag in his BMW when he was killed in Florida last month. In the past month, several rappers, including Big Sean and Kanye West, mourned the death of young rappers on social media. While his fans cried, others pointed to the rappers' conflicting and violent backgrounds. While her supporters have repeatedly cited her good work and offered the opportunity, if she survives, to transform her life with Malcolm X's help, many in the same field have spent much of the 2 years vilifying her online, engaging in targeted harassment, doxing, and even offline. The pursuit. He also terminated any possibility of prosecuting Onfroy with multiple criminal charges, including assault, false detention and forged witnesses, all of which are part of the same domestic violence case. Known for his role as Mini-Me in Austin Powers, Troyer also appeared in the 2018 Harry Potter Getty series, Notable Death, in the Avicii photo. The musician, whose real name is Tim Bergling, he died on April 20 at the age of 28.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Cody and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of The Death of XXXTentacion and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
Podbot Door AI.